From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's Working People's Alliance Party gets set for first formal contact with President Hoyt later this week. CARICOM countries differ in opinion over United Nations vote on Panama invasion, and analysts predict increase in social pressures in the Caribbean for the 1990s. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's opposition Working People's Alliance says it's cautiously encouraged by an invitation from President Desmond Hoyt for talks. The invitation comes in response to a motion tabled in Parliament by the WPA's lone MP, Yuzi Kwayanu, who called on government to urgently initiate serious and open dialogue with all interested political parties, religious and business organisations. Mr. Kwayanu's meeting with President Hoyt on Friday morning will mark the first formal contact between the WPA and the ruling PNC. Mr. Kwayanu gave his reaction to our Georgetown correspondent Sharif Khan.
I think it shows that some kind of seriousness is at last beginning to break.
So how do you see these talks? What are you looking forward to in these talks?
If you mean the dialogue of which the motion speaks, we think that at this critical stage in Guyana's life, after nearly a quarter of a century of internal squabbling, it should be a very serious dialogue, very wide-ranging, very deep, and all-inclusive. There's no section of the nation that should be left out, and in fact, it should become an instrument of a new recreation of nationality.
You are encouraged by this movement then, or by this move from the president?
I am cautiously encouraged by it. It is the first time, for example, that one of our motions, or I think any opposition motion, has been implemented by the government after passage in the parliament. I can think of a few that have not been implemented. It was therefore encouraging when a motion of this importance was taken seriously at the office of the president.
You say you have consulted with other members in the Patriotic Coalition of Democracy. Was there or is there any opposition from the coalition to your going into talks with the president?
I am authorized to say that there is no opposition whatever. And members of the coalition were very helpful in recommendation of positions we should take up on Friday.
What are some of these broad positions you will be taking up on Friday?
These positions will deal, first of all, with the expanding of the idea of the motion, and secondly, with how we think the process may go. They ask for exchanges on this, and we are taking care to document our recommendations in advance. But so far, they have not been finally approved. We are due to send them to the office of the president by noon tomorrow.
Yuzi Kwayanu of the Working People's Alliance. Antigua's Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd has dismissed suggestions of a split within CARICOM arising from the different stances of Caribbean states over the U.S. invasion of Panama. Dominica fully supported the American action, and at the United Nations, Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, Cuba, Guyana and Barbados were the only countries from the region among those which voted to condemn the invasion. The different standpoints from the Caribbean have led some observers to suggest that CARICOM is now divided and that relations between the Caribbean and Latin America will be damaged. But Lester Byrd told me he believes this will not happen.
I think the emphasis is that we should seek to coordinate our decision-making in terms of how we vote in international forum and in terms of our foreign policy imperatives. But it does not mean that we have to harmonize, and by that I mean that we have to take exact position or that we must all have the same position in terms of different problems that exist in the world community. So that although the Panama situation has caused different approaches by different CARICOM sovereign governments, it does not affect the fact that we are committed to the development of the Caribbean community and to a common market which can enhance our integration and our economic development. I think that in most circumstances we seek to present a relatively united front in terms of our decision-making process, because that helps to give us more clout, such as it is, in the international forum. But on this particular issue, I think there were fundamental differences of opinion as to how this matter should be dealt with, and it is reflected in the vote in the United Nations and the OAS. But I do not think at all that that will affect or have a negative impact upon the movement for CARICOM and Caribbean unity.
You say that the vote won't have a negative impact on CARICOM. How do you feel then that this will affect Caribbean and Latin American relationships?
Well, I think the differing views will perhaps demonstrate to the Latin American countries that we are independent in the sense of how